Thank you again for tuning into FrugalCenter.com's podcast series. This edition is entitled How to Use Coupons and Comparison Shop Effectively. I've been using coupons since before they came into fashion. I started using coupons out of necessity. No, really, if I didn't have a coupon, I sometimes didn't eat. I'm talking about when I was a student and living at school. Now I use coupons and comparison shop because old habits die hard. But more importantly, it's smart. The two topics we are discussing today are 1, coupons or coupon codes, and 2, comparison shopping. Coupons or coupon codes are effective tools to help you get the goods and services you want for less than you would without the coupon or coupon code. Coupons can be obtained through the internet, in newspapers, and inside particular advertisements such as flyers and menus. Coupon codes are codes that are available to type in or to mention at checkout, either at the store or at the website. It is usually a word, phrase, or series of digits and letters that when entered, you get a particular discount. Coupons and coupon codes can provide discounts that range from buy one, get one free, also known as BOGO, free shipping, or 20% off your order. Coupons and related codes usually have expiration dates, so be aware. Comparison shopping is knowing what you need to buy and determining where you can get it for the best price. There are retail stores, online stores, and service providers. I suggest looking online at all the stores, including the websites for the retail stores, if they have one, that are near you. Now, if you determine that the item is least expensive online, you must determine if there are shipping costs. Sometimes the shipping costs may outweigh the benefit from buying from that retailer when compared to another retailer without shipping costs, or when compared to driving down the street and purchasing the items from the brick-and-mortar store. Now, on to an effective plan for getting the best deal on something. First, you must know what you need to buy. Being frugal means, in part, not buying things just because they are on sale, and it means when buying something, you make the purchase in the least expensive way when taking everything into consideration, meaning travel time and gas, shipping costs, research time, level of customer service if you need to return the item for any reason. Those are some things to be considered. Second, determine where you plan to buy the item, either online or in a store. Once you have determined where you plan to buy it, comparison shop for the item at other places, either online or at other similar stores. Third, look for any available coupons that you could use at the store or online. Fourth, look for any coupon codes online that you could use to reduce the cost when comparing the price of the item online as compared to purchasing at the store. Caveat, don't forget about the shipping costs. Fifth, make your move. Either go to the store to make the purchase or visit the website where you can buy the product. Finally, when you are at the store or online at the retailer's website, make sure you use your coupons, enter any coupon codes available, and ask for any available discounts that may be available of which you may not be aware. You can do this through the website, usually by calling the company directly. I've provided an anecdote below to illustrate what I mean. You may be able to obtain a discount for being a member to certain associations such as AAA, AARP, a union, or something like that. It's amazing what discounts you may be able to obtain just by asking. For instance, when I was making a purchase through a website, after I had exhausted my search for coupon codes, I called customer service and asked the representative if there are any discounts available to me. The representative replied that they were offering 10% off the entire order. I gratefully accepted that discount and then asked if there were any other, or if there were any magic words I could use that would get me a better deal. She replied, "Well, what's the magic word?" I said, please. She then said, you just got free shipping. Not bad for just asking. Now, just a few additional thoughts on saving on your shopping trips, virtual or otherwise. There are so many rewards cards out there that you can join for particular stores or groups of stores. Many credit cards offer either cash back, miles for flights, or discounts on their affiliated store purchases. Look at the deals to see what works best for you. I've found that actual cash back works best for me because it doesn't tie me directly to any particular store or product. I have saved more than 50% at the register at a shopping club by using available coupons. That was over and above what I was already saving by getting the products at a cheaper price since I was buying in relative bulk. But the use of the coupons put it over the top. Things can get interesting if you become disciplined and take the money you save from using a coupon and putting it in a savings account. For instance, the product price is $20. You have a 10% off coupon code, so now the price is $18. You ask the cashier for any other discounts. They say that if you sign up for their rewards card, you get an extra 10% off. You sign up, and now the final price is $16. You have saved $4 by using coupons and asking for an extra discount. If you take that $4 and put it into a savings account, you will see how incentivized you can get to start saving on almost everything. Try it for a month and see what happens. It's amazing how much you can save with little effort. Coupons are a great thing if you utilize them for the things you typically purchase and use. Granted, we all spend money on necessities and discretionary things. It's just smart to save where you can, and coupons are a smart way to do that. To that end, I hope this brings you prosperity and security in your financial future. That concludes this edition of the FrugalCenter.com podcast series, How to Use Coupons and Comparison Shop Effectively. Thank you for checking us out.